Oh, now I can actually hear you. You sounded like a robot before. Okay. So you were saying about this equipment?
You know, I have a saw right now that is giving me a lot of more problems than what it sold. I just bought like 20 grand on just downtime and repair.
20 grand over a month, over the year?
This was on 6 months. 6 months ago, it did happen the same time, the same thing.
Okay, so so you're saying that each month that it goes out, it's costing you 20 grand a month?
No, 20 grand every 6 months.
So every 6 months this is kind of hitting the shit and then causing problems. Okay. So 40 grand every year, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And this machine costs how much?
That's just loss. Yeah.
Okay. And how...
The new machine will produce, you know, faster.
Okay. And how much would that make you on a monthly basis?
Calculator. I can easily make, you know, from $600 to $7,500 more.
A month or a year?
A month.
Okay. So here's my thought process, and this is what we should do. And by the way, what is the maximum amount of money you're comfortable putting down right now? The last thing I want to do is give you a program where you're going to drain your cash flow and it's not going to work. So what's the maximum you're comfortable putting down?
Maximum would be like 20 grand.
Okay. And that includes 20 grand, including the delivery and install and all those good things, correct?
Well, it's the price of 124 that gave you everything.
Okay, but you have to also realize that 124, you know, a sizable chunk of that is not collateral. It's installation and freight and setup and on training, correct?
It's got a lot of stuff, yeah.
Correct. What I'm saying is, of that 124, a sizable amount of money there represents cost that if there was a default would never come back. So unlike a home purchase where you're financing just the home cost, this is the equivalent of when you're rolling in a lot of these costs, it's nothing bad. It's very known that a lot of these costs are not, it's like financing a car and then financing a year of gas for free, but you'll never get that gas card back if the deal goes south. So here's my thought process on your file. And do you have that pen handy? Okay, so what I'm gonna do is this. I'm gonna send it, I just need a current application from you guys since it's been a while, so I'm gonna populate a current application and send it to you and just have you sign it and send it back to me with Cindy. But I wanna be realistic with the expectations on what at least I can do and my thoughts. There are two ways to attack this file. The first way is a credit-based file, and by that I mean it's me continuing to attack from credit and saying, hey, look, here's the reason why this isn't, why there's little risk. And I'm more than happy because I actually love working with you, just so you know, because I remember when you came into my office, I remember when you got screwed over by someone else, and you were actually the first large transaction I had done in my career. So it holds a special place, and I appreciate that, and I will do everything in my power to work with you. I actually still work with the guy you bought from, Penny. Do you ever talk to him or no?
No.
He's a funny guy, but he's an interesting guy nonetheless. But realistically, I will do everything in my power. Here's the challenge, though, to kind of walk you through one of the things that you're going to see. And I'm going to take the time and walk you step by step because I don't want to steamroll you here. Give me a second. So... give me a second. So when you look at your profit and loss year to date, you have a good net operating income for 80 grand. The challenge is, like, are you in front of your email or no?
No.
Okay. So when you look at, say, the tax returns, right? What your tax returns show is, it shows that your company, well, so if you look at 2015, It shows you guys at 457,000 in sales. It shows that, and I know, by the way, this I'm not the IRS, but I know as a business owner, you're always looking to minimize taxes, correct?
That's correct.
Cool. Here's the challenge. When you look at a traditional bank loan, your tax return shows that you did you made $110, but you didn't make any money. So what it said, what it shows is that this company, because this is a business loan, keep in mind, it's not a car loan. It shows this business for 2015 made $110 without paying, $110 flowed through to the owners. When you looked at, say, the 2014 return, that's a little different. So the numbers there, and I'm not doing like an in-depth analysis, what it shows there is that the company did $400,000 in sales and made $15,000 in profit. Now, I'm not a dumb person. I know you're always looking to minimize taxes because taxes are expensive, correct?
That's correct. I mean, I prefer to put it when I put it. That's what I'm trying to do because this year is going to kill me if I don't.
Okay. So
that's one of the main things.
Okay. So you're trying to take advantage of Section 179, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the challenge, right? The challenge is that for me, it's like a mental, it's mental gymnastics. The problem is that from, if you run an analysis on your tax returns, there's no breathing room. There's not, a lender can't, an underwriter can't say, hey, look, this business is generating enough cash, how traditional banks work is, they look at how much income you're generating in a month, how much breathing room the business has to justify that new payment. So that's not really an avenue that I would go through. I think there are avenues that you can get done to get this equipment. I do think you can get an approval. The whole challenge, I think, though, is that you also have expectations on what you feel your payment should be and what you feel your interest should be. Now, my thing is, I'm going to send you, after our conversation, I don't want to like rush an email. I've got one meeting to go to, and then I'm going to send you a thorough email to summarize what I need. But the thing that I'd encourage you to do is this. I can get an approval done for you. I'm pretty confident of that. But you might have to be comfortable paying some interest back. If your transaction hinges on the idea, if it truly hinges on the idea of no money, like of not paying a lot of interest, that's okay. I can't tell you how to run your business, and it's not my place to do that. But I can tell you that there is risk involved. I just had this conversation with another client. I have a guy right now who's in Vegas. He does about $6 million a year in sales. He's buying a $250,000 machine, plus like a 20 grand water filtration system. We got him approved, but he has to put money down. He's like, why do I have to put money down? I haven't put money down with you before. Well, what I'm trying to convey to him is, it's $250,000 of equipment. There's risk. So I will try to do my best, but I guess one thing that I would ask you to focus on is, and it's not me justifying the loan, it's me telling you that you will have to be potentially comfortable paying a payment that you think has a bit of interest in it, but it can still make sense. Do you get what I'm saying?
I understand.
Okay. As long as you're... Go ahead.
I get completely what you're saying. I'm not expecting, you know, almost zero down, 0%. I mean, definitely, or, you know, I know the traditional loans, you know, I'm comfortable with, 10-11%. I mean, that's pretty normal. You know, 6% would be ideal, but, you know, it doesn't work like that. You know, I understand.
Okay.
You know, but like already in this year, like last year, you're saying, you know, my business show is 450, I think.
Correct.
You know, I'm already 550 this year, and we're, you know, I still got, you know, what, 8 more months.
So I guess to give you an idea, here's the biggest challenge. If you ask me like Ruben's opinion, here's my opinion. You're going to pay the bill. I know you're going to pay the bill because A, you've been doing this, you've been in the sun industry your entire life. This is what you do. You know how to do it. You have the customers. You also pay most of your bills. You have some small, stupid collections that aren't your, you know, that you're working on. It's not really stupid in your sense. It's stupid that these collection companies keep hammering people's credit. It's so ridiculous for a few hundred dollars to try to ruin people's credit. But you're going to pay the bills because you're saving money on breakage. Look, at the end of the day, even if this equipment did nothing for you, as long as you get the tax break and you get in the, you're saving the machine going twice down a year, that's 40 grand. So the numbers are easily justifiable. But the real thing I'd have to encourage you to do is The problem with these loans and what's happened, I can give you a little insight. Your business will easily pay a $30,000 loan, but I'm not going to talk about Sam's business. I'm going to talk about businesses with your profiles. When businesses of your size, and I don't say your size in a bad way, just your size, borrow this much money on a long-term loan, especially if the credit has issues, the default rates have been very, very high. And I'm not talking default rates of like 5%. I'm talking default rates of 15, 20, 25%. There's a bank that we work with that just went under because they bought these deals. They were very, very aggressive in buying these deals, and their portfolio caught on fire. So once they had a lot of customers not paying them, they went under. And so I just encourage customers, I know you're trying to always get your best deal, but I'm also trying to give you the information on the other side of the fence, is that these transactions often have a tremendous amount of risk, and unlike a home loan, unlike a car loan, it's not an easily resaleable asset. You have to understand with a CNC machine, although that is collateral, let me explain to you what happens in these situations if a deal defaults, because we've been through it. Let's say this machine is $124,000, $125,000, correct? Is it 124?
Yeah, 124.
What happens is this. Someone gets this machine, okay? They default. We just had one of these happen about 6 months ago. It was a little larger, but to give you a comparison, when these deals default in 6 months, we don't get like 80% of the value. We usually get like 30 to 40% of the value. So the losses that are taken on these are massive, because we go back to dealers and we say, hey, dealers, will you buy this equipment? And they'll say, well, yeah, I'll give you $40,000 for it. I'll give you 50. And we're like, but you sold it for 120. And they'll say, yeah, we know we did. Oh, so what?
Well, man, so next time then you get one like that, and it's, you know, it's something that looks close to what they're looking for, you know, 34 grand in cash.
Well, and that's the question I guess I'd ask you is, besides this larger machine, is there something used that would work better for you?
That's the thing. I've never seen any, you know, like whatever, like it gets me amazed what you're telling me, because what I have been seeing used, it's not 30% or 40% or 50%. They're like more 80% of the cost of the machine.
Well, understand that the guys in the middle make money. So they don't buy it. They'll hold it for a while, and this is just my experience.
Guys, there was one guy that he had an OMAG in Colorado. Okay, he bought it. I believe it's $150,000. Okay.
Okay.
He sold it. He didn't want to go any lower than $120,000. And he sold it for $120,000.
Okay. And when did he buy it?
He bought it, you know, like probably 6 months ago.
Okay.
And, you know, things.
No, but when was it initially sold?
Yeah, like 6 months ago. And then he had the trainer there, and he had the, you know, technician who installed it, and he kept on, you know, having issues. He having a brand new machine, and he had paid for it cash, paid for it, like in advance. No,
so he sold it to someone else for $120,000,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, all right.
Okay, so, but just so you know, here's how this works. He paid $160,000 for it, right? But he wasn't a dealer. So he waited on that, and then he sold it for $120,000. He sold it to someone for $120,000. Was it a highly used machine?
Well, he rarely used it. Like I'm saying, he sold it because he bought another one.
Okay.
He lost the confidence or trust on that manufacturer.
Okay.
Because, you know, when he started running, you know, you run for a week, and then, you know, a piston went down, or gasket blew up, and, you know, shit, stuff like that. So I'm like, you know what, I can't be. I'm losing money by the time these machines just keep breaking and breaking. So he said, I'm going to just sell it and, you know, buy a new one from a different manufacturer.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think...
Hello?
Hello? Oh,
yeah,
no, my phone.
You went too far away.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm going to put you on speaker. My headset just died. So, look, your expectations are very reasonable. I understand why you're trying to do this machine. It makes sense to me. I just have to be, you know, I have to tell people kind of some of the things, the obstacles that I see. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get that current application to you, get the current stuff back, and I'm going to tell you what I can put together. By the way, the machine that you're looking for, how long does it take to actually make and get to you?
I can get one in November. I can get one in January. I mean,
No, I mean, is it already made, or do they have to make it and then ship it to you?
No, it's already made.
Oh, it's already made. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so it's already manufactured. Is it in Italy or in the U.S.?
Italy.
It's in Italy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. And are you working, who are you working with? Are you working with Len, or who are you working with an OMAG?
No, I'm working now with, it's a GMM machine.
Oh, so you're not buying from OMAG?
No, no. The features that GMM is offering is highly more advanced than that OMAG.
Okay. Okay. And they're the same price?
So like that, I went and saw a machine like that one here in Orange County that the God bought one, and you know, I think it's the best.
What is, just you know, what is the, give me a second actually here. Give me a second. What is the model of the GMM you're looking at?
It's called Extra 34. Or 37, Extra
34. And it's a bridge saw or a stone center?
Yeah, it's a bridge saw. It's okay. It's a bridge saw.
And it's called a what?
Monoblock CNC bridge saw.
Okay. And I'm guessing the euro is really getting beaten up, so it's a good deal for you. Okay. Give me about, if you don't see an email from me in
24, everything included, even the duty fees. Like, they're paying for them.
Okay.
In there. So like.
And Sam, the kind of cool thing here is this. The really cool thing is, you've been paying on deck on a timely basis, correct? There's been no issues?
No issues.
Cool. So the other thing is this. Your loan, and like, I think it's the real great thing here is this. Your loan with on deck, is about 2 months old, but that loan, since it's, we did 7 months, correct?
Yeah.
So the cool thing here is this, and there's like a nice, I'm glad we went for the 7 months instead of trying to do something crazy. That loan, once you're 3.5 months in, you can apply for a refinance, but that's when you can fund. You can actually apply as early as 45%, which is, just to give you an idea, let's just do this, 7 times. That's like 3 months and less than a week. So honestly, as we do this, we'll probably be able to give you some ideas of what you can qualify for in a refinance, so you won't have to have a lot of money out of pocket. You can actually extend that. Do you get what I'm saying? So let me, if you don't get an email from me in 45, let me know, and I appreciate you calling, and hopefully we can put something together for you here. Let's get it done.
Okay.
Thanks, brother.
All right.
Bye-bye.